What's up, good people? You are now listening to the Karen Civil Show on Winner's Circle Media. KC, don't hurt him.
Hey, everybody. This is Karen Civil. Welcome to another episode of Keeping It Civil with Karen. I know it's been about a month since I updated. I'm sorry. But I was working some things out in the back end. Shout out to the people at SoundCloud. And we are back with a special guest. You want to tell them who's in the building?
It's Ty Dolla $ign, Push Ink the Label, Taylor Gang or Die. Long time coming. But November 13th, we changed the world because Free TC comes out. And you already know. All the money that I get from that project is going back into my brother's case. And we're going to get him out of there.
So before we get into the album, because that's a big date, November 13th, a lot of folks are coming out. Your brother's incarceration, we're going to talk about that. Let's first go back and talk about our work relationship. Because most people don't know, About two, three years ago.
Mm-hmm. Was about the time when, you know, I found out about you and I was hitting you up on Twitter and you wasn't answering me back because you didn't know who the fuck I was. But then...
we worked it out.
Yeah.
It was Bull House 2. Because I was like, what? So we worked it out. Your folks reached out to me. I hosted Bull House 2. So I wasn't too familiar. They said, you know, it's R&B. It's going to be nice. So I got super dressed up. I was expecting like... I was like, okay, maybe it'll be like a Robin Thicke type of event. So I got dressed up. Came. It was very interesting. So through the whole time, I didn't realize like you were very the realm of weed is something that you guys do. So I was eating all the food because I was so hungry, and I did not realize everything was like laced with weed. So by the end of the night, I was over. That was like my first real like experience.
I'm sorry, man.
No, it's
okay.
Should
have warned you.
It was like the popcorn, the brownies, everything. And somebody eventually said to me, "You're like, you know, that stuff has weed in it." But I was so hungry, and I didn't even realize. I slept in my car like an hour after the event to just like let it die down.
Yeah.
That was like a first for me. But besides that, then we did. You let me do the Ratchet in My Benz video. That was also a first for me. With shout out to Mike, who works with me on my Civil TV project.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you signed to Taylor Gang, you did that through Civil TV as well.
Yeah.
So now here we are. New project coming out. Are you excited for that?
I'm very stoked.
This is your first official album.
First official album. Put a lot of work into it. A little bit more than my mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I called everybody in this time, you know. All the favors that I've been doing, I got the favors back. So shout out to everybody involved on the album. You know, it's perfect. I just wanted to make sure it was perfect. So it's perfect now.
Looking at the track listing, there are so many different people featured.
Mm-hmm.
How did you decide who you want to have on the album? Who's going to make the cut?
It was all like the beats, like whatever the song required. I wasn't like, and when you hear the album, it's not really about the features.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so about just the music and like making it sound great. So I did it on some like band shit. Like
mm-hmm.
back in the day, it would have been like all these people that come and sing on your shit, but I'm still the main artist. You know what I'm saying? So
what I'll give you is you don't really just give it one sound. Like you're thinking, okay, this is going to be very LA focused or based. You have Jagged Edge.
Yeah.
You have Seven.
Yep.
I mean, R. Kelly.
Yep.
So was this something the label helped you put together or you reached out to these people?
The only thing that the label helped me with, they helped me with everything, don't get me wrong, but the only feature that I asked from them was Babyface.
Okay.
And Sean Barron, my A&R, he made that happen. And that was just always one of my big dreams. Like, I knew when I got signed, I wanted to do a song with Babyface. So I did it. And he played guitar, I sung, and that's it. And he sung backgrounds. And, you know, it came together literally in, like, no more than, like, 45 minutes we made the whole song.
Do you think we'll get a video for this one?
Yeah, the video's already done.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
So how many videos are complete for this project?
I think it's, like, 5 or 6. But this time, I prepared very well. I got my videos ready. You know, everything's ready. It's about to be crazy.
So... You know, you mentioned November 13th. That's a big date. One Direction's coming out. Justin's coming out.
Justin Bieber, Young Jeezy, Logic. It's all good.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of good music.
Are you nervous a little bit? Be honest.
There's nothing to be nervous about. My album is incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you niggas. My shit is the one. You feel me? Not the two. I already know, because these niggas have more fans than me, mm-hmm. it might be quiet for that number one spot. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to come with the reissue. You know, whatever the songs that they loved, you mm-hmm. know, I'll keep those on there and then come with some new ones a couple months later and you know, get that number one like I deserve. But either way, it's no thing. I just put out Airplane Mode on the 13th of this month, mm-hmm. and next month it's going to be Free TC. Right after that, I'm going to come with Airplane Mode Complete. You feel me? December. I'm not stopping.
So let's talk about Airplane Mode. Now, when you put out a project like this so close to your album, you know, this is technically a free mixtape.
Yep.
You put this out so close to your album. Is the label calling? What's happening? Because I feel like they're upset.
Everybody got mad, right? But that's why I strategically planned that shit correct. Like, the songs are 1 minute and 38 seconds. Like, everybody's, like, begging for more on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, where's the rest of this song? So guess what? The rest is Free TC. It's not going to be the same songs. I'm not going to even do you like that. You already heard that. I'm not going to give you, like, all the songs that you've been hearing already. It's all new shit, you know? So, November 13th, Free TC.
So, it feels like you have your recording process is a lot. How do you figure out what's going to make the album and then what will make these free projects?
Free TC is, like, the album I'm giving you to... you know, for your money, mm-hmm. you know? So I made it, like, for your money. Like, it's quality. Like, the other project, like for instance, Airplane Mode, I did that in one day, I promise you. Like, I had two of the songs that I already had, but, like, all the rest were all in one day. The beats and the vocals and everything, I just fucking woke up one morning and did that shit all the way until, like, 5 in the morning. The next day, we got it mixed, and that was it. Just to, like, give the fans something, because what was happening, like, in my comments, we announced Free TC 2 months before, so mm-hmm. like, yo, damn, that's fucked up, like, we need some new shit. So I'm like, alright,
yeah,
I need some
they're
new
like,
shit.
Where's
this shit
the music,
easy.
Where's
like,
the song, give me something.
I record every day, mm-hmm. so that time I just wanted something cohesive and just easy for them to mix, so I did everything in one day, and it didn't really take time, but on the album shit, it took time. Like, it's crazy background vocals. I got strings on there. Fucking my homie Kenneth Krause to play piano instead of me because he's way better than me, you know?
So
it's all good.
What were... Did you find any challenges recording this first album?
Like, No challenges. The challenge is just to put it in the right order. Because, mm-hmm. like, with my projects... I like for people to listen to it from the first song to the last song without skipping. So it was just like, you know, that was the only, like, thing we went back and forth on, was just putting it in order.
So I know your brother is featured on this project as well. Mm-hmm. You know, was that something that you worked on with him? Like, you guys discussed doing this?
Yeah.
Or was it just like, you know, like, this is my brother, I gotta have him a part of this?
I just had to have him a part of it, and, like, I told him when I got my first, you know, official album, I was going to name it after him, Free TC, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what we screaming, so why not? Nobody's ever done that. Nobody's ever done, like, a free, their homie album. We've all been going through this shit, and, like, I feel like if it wasn't for the internet, we wouldn't see, like, all the shit that happens to people every day, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to make more awareness of this shit than we're already seeing every day, really. Like that new shit I posted on Instagram with the fucking dude already handcuffed and the cop beating the shit out of me and shit. That shit's crazy. So I just want to speak on what's real.
So let's talk about, you know, your brother a bit. You know, is there an expected date when he'll be home? Can you talk about his case?
They gave him life in prison for a murder that he didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
He was wrongfully accused.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people came to court. In California, basically, if you don't know, you have to beat 3 juries when you get a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And we beat 1 because everybody was, like, coming to court, you know. And they just saw there was no case. But on the second one, you know, that lawyer shit cost a lot of money. So at that time, you know, I wasn't Ty Dolla $ign. My mom put up $100,000 on the first round, and by the second time, you know, money got funny. The mm-hmm. lawyer left, and we had a public defender. He lost the second jury.
Yeah.
So they gave him life in prison for a murder that he didn't do. And I feel like before I was even born, there was hella people that probably died already in prison
mm-hmm.
for some shit that they didn't even do. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm dedicating my album to, you know.
It feels like more than anything, you're using your platform and your voice to get some attention towards your brother's case.
Yeah. Definitely towards his case, but not only his case, just like everybody that's going through this shit, you mm-hmm. know. I can't be selfish, or my brother can't be selfish and just like use it only for our shit. This shit is just to set an example
yeah.
for other people as well, you know. And shit's not right.
I saw you were at the march, too.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're getting into the political side of it. From, you know, you mentioned...
Gotta learn.
You mentioned seeing all the different things. Now with social media, you know, we're seeing firsthand what's happening to these to these kids by cops and just certain things. So it's... Do you think this is a first step for you taking part in this march? Like, are we going to expect a little bit more?
I saw it when I was a kid, the first Million Man March.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I felt like I should have been there. And then from there, like, I was, like, a big Mos Def fan, a big Talib Kweli fan. I've always been into that shit. And then I ended up reading up on the Black Panthers and Huey Newton and everybody like that. And just seeing our struggle in this country mm-hmm. is crazy. So I had to be a part of it this time. Farrakhan called me in to meet with him a couple months back. And, you know, he invited me to the shit, so I came, you know, got a plane ticket, flew all my guys out, and he sat me right there on the stage in the front row, and it was cool, you know. I got to learn some shit that day.
So, did you watch the Barack thing with Vice?
No.
Okay, we're going to talk about that later.
All right.
So... President Obama is the first sitting president who actually went to a jail to go talk about it's like mass incarceration and certain people who have these bids for a small amount of drug charges. Have you got a chance to watch it yet?
I haven't got a chance to watch it. I heard about it. My brother told me about it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna definitely check it out.
You know, it focuses more on drug related issues. And I know it's not the same as what your brother's facing, but the fact that, you know, it is a conversation being had.
Yeah.
So it's something you should definitely check out.
Yeah, for sure.
So has there been any updates or anything as far as reopening his case?
Yeah.
Getting a new lawyer?
I got a lawyer. I gave him 10 racks.
All right.
And he said, you know, he was going to get it started. And then after that, he looked through the files and he was like, all right, cool. I'm going to get an investigator. I need another 10. So I can see what this is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's a money game.
Yeah.
It's a money game.
But, you know, it's going to be worth it in the end. But really, like, if there's any lawyers out there listening in, you know, like the right one, holler at me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to change the world, you know, and it's not just about money. Because as you see with this album, it's not about money for me. Like, with this whole music shit, it's so easy for me. I do it every day. Like, I'm going to get money other places. Like, so I'm not even tripping about the money. Like, I'm putting it into something to change the world. I'm putting the money back into my shit. So, and into y'all shit, you know?
Yeah. So, on a lighter note, you know, people have been comparing you to, like, the new age Nate Dogg. So I'm sure you've heard that before.
I've heard Nate. I've heard Kells.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, those two. Somebody said my voice sounds like Michael McDonald and shit.
Well, you work with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, how was that? Did you have the comparison conversation with him?
No, we didn't even have that conversation, but we did some shit for my album, we did some shit for his album, and we working, you know. I fuck with Kills. It's always been my dream ever since The Box was out, you know, The Box television. We used to watch music videos. I've been wanting to work with Kills. Like, what? That's R. Kelly. So it happened, and, you know, thank God.
So, like I was saying, when you first came in, everyone's comparing you to these different people. Yeah. Now it's to the point where you have your own sound. Mm-hmm. Can you even compare, not even compare, but what would you call your sound? Because it's a little bit R&B, it's hip-hop. Where do you think it lives?
It's a blend. Like, it just lives. It's out there, you feel me? You know how they say we out here? Mm-hmm. my shit is out here. And it's a blend. Every time I hear something dope, mm-hmm. I apply it, you know? And I'm not a copycatter either. You're not going to hear, like, an exact, as like, a copy or, like, whatever is, like, popping out here and is a number one. I'm not going to come with that. Like, I'm always going to do something when everybody else is not doing it and try to, you know, do some new shit. That's what the people deserve.
What I'll give you is you, Future, and Fetty Wap have figured out a way to do the singing a little bit, mm-hmm. and have your own individual sounds.
Yeah.
And just do incredible things.
Yeah, Future's hard as fuck. Yeah. Of course he got it. Mm-hmm. Fetty fucking surprised the shit out of me when we did that song together. He did his part, and then he was like, yo, give me another track. And this nigga started busting out with harmonies and shit, and like doing all these crazy runs. I'm like, what the fuck? So yeah, that nigga's hard as fuck too. That shit's crazy. But yeah, I'm glad. I feel like I'll give it to Drake, mm-hmm. because he got the biggest with it, and he made it cool for niggas like us to come in the game, like with the melody, with the rap. Cause like before that, like I've always had like dope songs like for the past 10 years, but like there was no place for me. You know what I mean? And like, even though I'm not a copycatter and I don't want to like come with like, you know, the shit, the last hit, mm-hmm. the record companies only can come with the last hit. So by Drake getting on, like, they open up the shit for the rest of us niggas that got melodies that look like rappers.
So, see, that's an interesting thing too. You know, now there have been talks of there's no more like R&B. Do you feel that way? Because they're like, where are the guys who are just crooning? Now everyone is just so super hip-hop. Everyone, you know, there was that image of how an R&B artist looks.
Yeah, that you're image
not giving,
is gone.
Yeah, you're not that, giving that. You're giving that super like entertaining rock stuff.
That shit's gone like doo-wop, you feel me? It's definitely a new thing. People keep on trying to make names. Mm-hmm. They used to call my shit ratchet R&B. Mm-hmm. Now they call my shit savage R&B. You know, Bryson Tiller got the trap soul. Yeah. You know, it's just niggas that sing. You feel me? Yeah.
So,
we're just on some real shit this time. Like, I think it's always been that way too. Mm-hmm. But people just, I don't know, they were lying to these hoes.
So with the TC project, it's not just like, it doesn't have just one sound. Nope. So there's a particular song on there that's very EDM. It's like produced by Stargate.
Yep.
I forget the title.
It's called Bring It Out of Me.
Okay. For something like that, and that's just you. Like, how do you decide, you know what, I'm going to throw this EDM record on here. I'm going to do a little bit of this.
Because when I walked in the studio, mm-hmm. and then they were going through beats, mm-hmm. they skipped right over that beat. I'm like, no, go back. Mm-hmm. And I heard it, and that shit was it. So I did a song to it, and it was it. And even though they may say, like, like niggas want to put you in a box, you feel me? I'm like, no, I do all kind of music. I can do whatever. And I'll put it on my album because it's a dope-ass song. And I already got a remix to it and everything. And
ready
it's
to
a
go.
Movie. Let's go.
So you have them prepackaged, ready to go, videos, remixes.
I'm ready.
And the whole plan.
It's war.
So this has been a big question for me. You know, the Blase Blase record came out, mm-hmm. which I absolutely love.
Thank you.
What exactly does that mean? Does that mean yada yada, whatever? What does that mean?
Yada yada, whatever. Like, I seen it all. That shit's lame. Like, like I said, they always want to put you in a box, mm-hmm. right? So that shit's lame. Like, I do every different kind. Like, you want me to come back with another Paranoid? Like, nah, man. You already heard everybody do everybody copied that already, so yeah. I'm not about to do that again. Like, so I did some other shit. The whole chains, like the whole rapper fucking kit that yeah. niggas buy. When, like, no, that shit's fucking blasé. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I got on Vans, I got on khakis, and they're Dickies. Mm-hmm. I know my fucking t-shirt's probably expensive. This is Alexander Wang or one of them expensive shits just because it's comfortable, you know? I might spend some money on a t-shirt, but fuck all that other shit that they want you to do. You do what you want to do.
So that's the definition. Full of blasé, blasé, blasé.
Let's get it.
When can we expect the tour?
Tour is coming soon. We're going to do the Free TC tour.
Okay, for that tour, what is that going to feature? Who's going to be on that?
You know, it's all about the sign. Mm-hmm. Everybody come see the dollar sign. It's going to be one of the best shows you've ever seen. Of course, I'm going to have, you know, some surprise guest openers. I'm friends with a lot of great artists, so you never know who you might get. And on the next tour after that, we're going to come back and do the Papers First Backwoods tour, and that's going to be annual. That's going to be starring me and Mustard and some of our very famous friends. We haven't announced them yet, but it's going to be a movie.
So let's talk about Pushes Inc., the label.
Mm-hmm.
For our listeners, that includes you,
mm-hmm.
Mustard, and YG.
Yeah.
What can we expect from the label? Who's the first signee?
I mean, we're going to do
joint project.
We've always been talking about the group album, and you know, YG came through the other day, and he was like, yo, bro, we gotta actually do this shit. I'm like, let's do it. Let's do something now. And we did that song, Rich Nigga, that's on Airplane Mode, and I didn't put out the full version. I feel like I'm gonna save it for our shit, you know? So, you know, it's in the works.
Okay.
But the only fucked up part is, like, I blew up, YG blew up, Mustard blew up, now he got his
Everyone's
own label.
Busy.
And, like, yeah. we're all doing shit every day. So, you know, it's just like with the Taylor Gang album. Everybody's like, yo, when's the Taylor Gang album gonna drop? Like, niggas is all on separate tours. So it gets kind of crazy. But I think we all just gotta say, like, yo, fuck those shows. No, we're not taking those shows and, like, actually complete the albums.
So, speaking of Taylor Gang, talk about In the Morning movie.
Yeah.
Did you start filming for that?
It's just done. It's already, I seen the last edit, I approved it.
I feel like everything is done with
you. Yeah.
Every question I ask you, you're like, oh no, I did that.
We're gonna just start,
finished.
We're just gonna start firing cannons at these dudes real soon.
Is that gonna be a Netflix release? What are you gonna do with that?
You know, it's all a secret, man. It's all a secret. It's coming soon, though. Just, it's no telling how we might come up with that shit, but just know it's coming. It's gonna be a movie.
Well, you know, I have you backstage during Ski's taping. I know you guys can probably hear the music and everything going on.
And you hear all that clicking. That's me with my grinder, breaking down some fucking weed, rolling a joint, getting ready, getting my mind right for the show that I'm about to give these people that you should have been here for, but you didn't hear about it because you were in London somewhere. Hello. You know,
but,
we're going to see where why. Hello.
So, thank you for joining us. Excited for November 13th.
Yeah.
Official Free TC project is out. Excited for that. Your full first body of work.
The pre-order is available right now. If you fuck with me already,
go to iTunes,
Google Play, whatever you use.
Whatever you use, make sure you get that.
Just make sure you don't, like, you know. Shout out to Pandora for playing my music. Shout out to Tidal. Shout out to Apple Music. What else am I leaving out? Spotify. All that shit.
All the streamings are nice.
That shit's
but
cool, but
we want the downloads.
Yeah, go
the legal ones.
Yes, go buy the shit. Support a real movement, and then give me those spins on your Pandora's and titles and Spotify
and all of those
Apple Music.
So we're gonna end it with blasé, blasé, blasé.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Over there and over there. Okay. Order the Blase, 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 yonje. Whipping Maserati, yonje. Blase, blase, yonje. Blase, 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 yonje.
Order the fun and bottles in the club like blase, blase. Whipping Maserati. Oh, blase, blase, blase. Yeah. Yeah. Blase, blase, blase. All I drink is Bombay. When I'm with my niggas.
smoke it cause you bullet. Motherfuck the police. I ain't scared to die.